As you're walking along the greenway towards the canal, it's interesting to reflect on the history of the park site and surrounding area, important for centuries as wetlands and as a centre of industry and innovation. In prehistoric times, early Londoners fished and hunted in the rivers and streams with stone tools. And before construction began, the Olympic Delivery Authority invited archaeologists to dig in key sites. Their finds included a 4,000-year-old flint axe head, four skeletons from an Iron Age settlement from the site of the aquatic centre, Roman river walls, and a 19th-century boat used for hunting wild birds on the River Lee. It's thought that in the 9th century, Viking invaders advancing on London were repelled on waterways near here by King Alfred's men. And the area of Temple Mills between Stratford and Leighton to the north of the site is said to be named after a water mill built there by the Knights Templar in the 12th century. By the 19th century, the network of waterways had enabled Hackney Wick, at the western end of the Greenway in the direction you're now walking, to become a thriving centre of heavy industry. Industries such as dye works and petrol distillers relied on the canals and rivers both for deliveries of goods and also transporting away noxious waste. Among the many things made and processed here was the first true synthetic plastic, Parkazine, named after its inventor, Alexander Parks. Waterways and innovation are also part of the 2012 vision of sustainability. New bridges are being constructed across the park. A new lock has been built at Three Mills to expand the network of navigable waterways in this area, and materials have been brought to the site by water, including giant pipes for the Olympic Stadium and power cages for the Aquatic Centre. And these kinds of materials and services have been supplied by thousands of businesses from across the UK. The 2012 Games and the Olympic Park into the future are contributing an estimated £6 billion of investment. To give you just a few examples of UK businesses at work here, steelwork for the stadium has been made in Lancashire and South Wales. Concrete components for several venues have come from companies in Derbyshire, Somerset, Dorset and County Antrim, amongst others. Scaffolding safety equipment has come from Glasgow. Site buildings for construction workers have been made in Yorkshire. And thousands of wetland plants for the park have been grown in Norfolk, many from seeds that were collected here on site before construction even began. For the next track, continue making your way along the Greenway to the bridge over the canal,